Blog Talk Radio.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Seven with my physical heaven, manifest God like a reverend. It was done in the past, blessed by the first and last. With the blind left, Sodom with the blast. Harassed by Romans, perverted, converted, inserted in scrolls. You read it, you heard it, reverted, murdered, asserted to justify the men you crucified. Now I revert it. War rock, raise the sun. It had to be done. Sheep catch it for slaughter. Nowhere to run, lost in the wilderness. A ghost fell there under summon from the house of death. Eighth wonder, embodied in Son of James. Break the peninsula, the rap map flat. I made it perpendicular. Form right angle, I strangled this mic, untangled the cord.
Wing my sword,
star spangled banner. In a warrior's manner, cutting heads off snakes, immortalized like Highlander. Move like seven spirits across seven seas, bringing seven plagues. I'm deadly, like incurable disease. Woman license fleas on dirty bitches, burning riches in a dog fight tonight. If they live, send them in stitches. My hand itches, grab a pen, begin writing blotting glitches. A wonder, thunder against witches, warlocks, and a priest of the beast. A wonder with the scriptures, your shackles released. Grab your tablets of destiny, equipped with the weaponry.
What?
Son, hold your ground, don't test me. I rhyme warlocks and a priest of the beast. A wonder with the scriptures, your shackles released. Grab your tablets of destiny, equipped with the weaponry. Son, hold your ground, don't test me.
For there can be no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things, for all things, to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Eden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Heruk Amen fam, you tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Help. Today's episode is labeled Burden of Truth. Today's episode has two quotes, both quotes coming from the Natir Sesson. The first one coming from the second codex, the Nesu Indirazi, out of the prophecy of Nefertin, and it goes as follows. Every mouth is full of how I wish. All happiness has vanished. The land is ruined, its fate decreed. Deprived of produce, lacking in crops. What was made has been unmade. One seizes a man's goods, gives them to an outsider. I show you the master in need, the outsider stated. The lazy stuffs himself. The active is needy. One gives only with hatred, to silence the mouth that speaks. To answer a speech, the arm thrusts a stick one speaks by killing him. Speech falls on the heart like fire. One cannot endure the word of the mouth. Comes from the first codex, the Shatzila Ma'at, Matir Sesson, Book 15, verses 37 and 38. Goes as follows. Imhotep asks, what therefore do you affirm to be the first truth, O Father? His father Tehuti answers, the one and only, O Imhotep, that is not of matter, that is not in a body, that is without color, without figure or shape, immutable, unalterable, which always is. But falsehood, O son, is corrupted. To end that quote. I've been thinking about, what was I going to say in this episode? Knowing that holding the truth is definitely a burden in this world, because this world is full of illusion and falsehood. Believe in nothing but illusion and falsehood. My first example of illusion and falsehood in this world is that we know that the majority of the world follow what they call Judeo-Christian teachings, whether it be Christianity, Judaism, or Islam. And so I did a quick search. I was thinking of, why is Jesus and Satan both referred to in the Bible as the morning star? And many read this book week after week after week, don't seem to notice this. And this is what I say, is the truth lying in our face, sitting right in front of us every day. But we don't want to acknowledge it. Most of us are afraid of the truth because it will change the way we begin to see this world. Now, when I looked up the morning star referring to Jesus and Satan, in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 12, the morning star is referring to Satan. In the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse 16, the morning star is referring to Jesus. And when I noticed that probably a few years ago, and I mentioned it to the people around me, I know I don't say it much on this show. I thank it sometimes, but I don't say it much because I know the burden that goes along with saying something like that out loud. We live in a Judeo-Christian society, and people put their lives on the line for the Judeo-Christian dogma. And to speak against it is definitely a burden. Times, you know, I say to myself that we're all going to die one day. And it is not beneficial to think of how you're going to die, or is your death going to be fantastic or be of nothing. I mean, over 20-something years ago when Tupac passed away, I remember a lot of people were saying that, yeah, Tupac was right. You know, you got to die the death of a hero. You can't die a coward. And I know at the time, you know, I was just frightened of death. And I can say I still am to a certain degree. Don't get me wrong. But I didn't think that there was anything noble in dying the death of a hero. I mean, what's the difference, dying the death of a hero or dying the death of a coward? You're still dead. And you can die the death of a hero and still be full of falsehood and lack the truth. You can die the death of a coward and know the truth, the falsehood. Well, that's confusion. How could you stand up to falsehood and still be a coward? Very easy in this world, because people will perceive you the way they interpret your death. But I'm going to read a passage from the 15th Tircesson. The title of this chapter is called Of Truth to His Son Imhotep. And it goes as follows. Tehuti states, "Of truth, O Imhotep, it is not possible that man, being an imperfect creature, compounded of imperfect members, and having his tabernacle consistent of different and many bodies, should not speak with any confidence. But as far as it is possible and just, I say, that truth is only in the eternal bodies, whose very bodies be also true. The fire is fire itself only, and nothing else. The earth is earth itself, and nothing else. The air is air itself, and nothing else. The water, water itself, and nothing else. But our bodies consist of all these, for they have of the fire, they have of the earth, they have of the water and air. And yet there is neither fire, nor earth, nor water, nor air, nor anything true. And if at the beginning our constitution had no truth, how could men either see the truth or speak it or understand it only except our men would? All things, therefore, on earth, O Imhotep, are not truth, but reflections of the truth. Even still, not all things either, for they are but few that are so. But the other things are falsehood and deceit, O Imhotep, and opinions are like the images of the fantasies or apparent. And when the fantasy has influence from above, then it is a reflection of the truth. But without that operation from above, it is left a lie. And as an image shows the body description, and yet is not the body of that which it shows it to be, and it is seen to have eyes, but it sees nothing, and ears, but hears nothing at all, and all other things has the picture, but they are false, deceiving the eyes of the beholder, while they think they see the truth, and yet they are indeed but lies. As many, therefore, as see not falsehood, see the truth. If, therefore, we do understand and see every one of these things as it is, then we see and understand true things. But if we see or understand anything besides or otherwise than that which is, we will neither understand nor know the truth. Phrase every day about, I speak the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Get behind me, because I have the truth. Follow me, because I have the truth. And I will add that half of those people saying that are usually Masons that are full of untruth. And that's whether they're Christian, Muslim, Jew, politician, judge, lawyer, local official, federal official, teacher, principal, et cetera, et cetera. All these people telling you that they have the truth and to follow them, the so-called experts, is what they all seem to fall into the category of. We have experts always telling us that this is the truth, follow me. And when you follow them, you seem to end up in a place of hell, surrounded by fire and brimstone, stress and poverty, etc., etc. Because this is the world we live in. This world is full of illusion and fantasy. And many of us believe the fantasies and the illusions are true. For example, the two biggest illusions of this world is fame and fortune. We are all taught that fame and fortune is the answer to all the ills in our lives. So, a few people dare to set out to achieve fame and fortune. Now, the most obvious example to me of fame is when we're in grade school and you're introduced to this dynamic when you have the popular kids and the unpopular kids. And so many of us, when we were young, wanted to be part of that popular group. This is the illusion of fame that I'm speaking of now. This illusion of fame starts when we're in grade school. And we're told to run with the popular kids. I know when I was in school, I didn't really care for being much around popular people. I didn't. And so, for the most part, I wasn't popular. But then there was times when I was very popular. Out of my control, it was because I moved from the north down to the south and I was surrounded by kids that wasn't around a northerner like me that much. So that's how I became popular. And I didn't like it. I really didn't, because you know, you have people that you never met say things about you. And it, when it came back to me, I said, that's not true. I never said anything like that. I never did anything like that. Where did that come from? That's one of the burdens of being popular. I hated it. Goes on. As we grow older and we get out into the world, and some of us that never learned from the lesson from when we were children that popularity is an illusion, we seek to do things to make us famous, become actors, become ball players, dancers, singers, rappers, thing that would thrust us in front of the public eye. And then the truth that lies beneath all of that is that you have to be initiated into those cultures. You know, you have to be initiated into the circle that holds all the singers or all the rappers or all the actors, or you have to be initiated into the circle that holds all the politicians, or when you become a lawyer or a judge, you still have to be initiated into those circles. It's not talked about, but it's there. I'm not judge or any lawyer. I'm talking about the popular ones. If you want everybody to know you, have commercials on TV, have an advertisement up on a billboard, you have to be initiated to get this kind of exposure. Tana, in the pop culture, not everyone or everybody gets the spotlight in the pop culture. You have, as my dad told me when I was younger, you have to know people. And to know these people, you have to get initiated into their circles. You can't just and say, I'm a pop star, put me on. No, you have to go through the rituals. and those that came out and told us about these rituals, you know, they have to suffer the burden of telling that truth, which is, you know, your life is no longer easy, it becomes hard. You cannot get the work that you used to have when you kept your mouth shut. You can't get that work anymore when you start speaking out about it. Some of them don't care. That's why they do. That's why they speak out about it anyway. They get tired of that life, that it's not what they thought it was. So, you know, to try to divorce themselves from that life, they start to speak out against it. Can go on the internet and it's full of stories like that. Enough of the illusion of fame. Let's talk about the illusion of fortune. By saying, what is fortune? By having a lot of printed federal notes in your bank account, that's what fortune is. Then you got to ask yourself, how are the federal notes created? Answer, out of thin air. And when you know that, then you would know that everything that follows is an illusion also. The federal notes that we receive are printed from nothing. You know, for me to have a dollar, what gives it its worth is that if I and the person across from me come to an agreement that this dollar is worth something, and we exchange goods or services with that dollar, because we both agree that it's worth something. Doesn't mean that it really is. It's just that in that person's mind and in my mind, we both agree that it's worth something. So that gives it its power. But it's an illusion. Because if one of us don't agree that it's worth anything, then it's not worth anything. And that's merely the illusion of fortune. That's what I mean by the illusion of fame and fortune. It's not what many of us think it is. We have people today that commit heinous acts in the name of fame or fortune, grievous, evil acts in the name of fame and fortune. Because it's not what we think it is. That's all I'm saying. It's not what we think it is. It's an illusion. Truth that fame and fortune is an illusion. It is a serious burden. Because I tell this to people all the time, and I can see it in their looks, their body language, even the words they may say afterwards. That what I'm carrying within me is a serious burden. And I'll be honest, half the time people don't listen to me when I talk like this. They don't. They don't want to hear it. Because it shatters the illusion that they have of this world. Truly shatters their illusion. They think good is bad, and bad is good. They think left is right, right is left. White is black, and black is white. Picture the other day of pure vanilla. And if you've seen vanilla in its pure form, you would see that it's what we all call black or dark. Yet everything with vanilla in it appears to be white or bright. It's the falsehood of it. Because we live in a world that is full of falsehood and lies. And to carry that truth is a burden. It truly is. It's a burden. You have people that would volunteer to take your life if you speak the truth to them. Because somebody over them may say, you know, we don't want this to get out. Take him or her out. And the willing and the obedient slave will follow what his or her master say. And then they tell you that they are what they call God-fearing people. Knowing that they don't follow, because, you know, we think that God means the creator, but they don't follow the creator. They follow whoever is given, whoever stands above them giving them orders. That's their God. Most of these people don't even speak to the creator of the universe, so the creator of the universe can't be God. Truth around with me is a serious burden, because when I start talking like this, many don't want to hear me. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of this discourse, 25376. Again, on the phone, 424-222-5376. If you're not on the phone and listening to playback, I will continue. So, to actually carry the true meaning of things in this world around with you, it's a burden, because it's like nobody else can see it. And I'm the first one to say that I'm no one special. I don't see it because I'm some super spiritual, enlightened individual type of person. Don't exist here. That is an illusion also. And when you say that to the ultra-religious crowd, they turn their noses up at you. They turn their noses up at you and be like, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. You're full of the devil. Let me be the holy of holies, or whatever they say. You can't tell me anything. And my response is, you full of lies. Why don't you tell the people the truth of what's in front of us every day? Many of us look at our pastors, this fountain of truth, not knowing that the pastors are masons that read from a book of lies. Oh, we don't want to hear that. You know, my two books, translated as Bible, you know, Bible. You telling me that's not the truth? Oh, you full of the devil. I mean, that's what I hear. And then I start getting into the description of where it came from and who wrote it and why they wrote it. And I say, let them know I'm not making this up. You can go research it for yourself. You know, the Bibles that we have today, majority of them started back in 325 AD under the Nicene Council in Constantine. But I learned recently that the type of Bible that most of these televangelists use, man, I can't remember the guy's name. It was a Bible that, boy, I need to bring this guy's, I got to bring this up because this is so important. Guy's name. Boy, I cannot think of his name at the moment. You know, I shouldn't even mention it if I can't remember the guy's name that started. He was a Jesuit that wrote a specific translation of the Bible. For the purpose of future generations falling under the mind control. Because we already know the King James Bible itself, a lot of edited out. A lot of the so-called Gospels, because there was more than four Gospels. You know, some of them was recorded in what we today call the Apocrypha books. The ones that we have in our mainstream Bibles were the four books that held the lies of the Jesus narrative and that they can easily manipulate. As what we know as Christianity today was ideas that was invented by men in the past. I call them devils because they are people that lived in the past. And their ideas are held as truth today. Their ideas are held as truth because so many of us don't study history. And because we don't study history, we don't know what happened in the past. So we accept what's put in front of us today as the plain and mighty truth. But then some of us don't just accept what's put in front of us. We analyze it. We look into it. We decipher. Who put this together? When and why? How? For what cause? And then when we gather all that information and go, this is a bunch of junk. It isn't really what they claim it is. This is what mostly passes truth today. This is what it actually is. It's a bunch of junk that somebody in the past decided what would be better to bring order in the world tomorrow. That's why they talk about this new world order. Well, when you say new world order, you got to say, well, what was the old world order? And what's being renewed or what's new? And they say the old order was the church ruling over the people. The new order is going to be government. Ruling over people. That's why they keep talking about a one world government to rule over everything. in this one world government, it has its religion. It has its religion, but the religion's going to be ruling beside government. It's going to be used as justification for what government does. And government is going to justify what it through this religion. They're going to be one and the same. This is the New World Order. And there were men in the past that tried to bring this information forth. I can say people like the Eustace Mullins, and the Jim Mars, Ben, Dr. Clark. People from very different points of discipline, different points of life, were saying the same thing. It's here already. Most of us are not aware that it's here. We keep thinking that it's coming, and it's not coming. It's already here. And to know that it's already here and that it's not coming, it's a burden to know this. I mean, for example, I've said it before on this show, but I'm going to say it again. The people around me, I warned them about television about 2 years ago. I warned them that some very vile and nasty stuff was going to start coming out of the television. They didn't believe me. You know, they kept watching their reality shows. They kept watching their sports. And then in prime time, that show Lucifer popped up. Boom! It's out of nowhere. And I know the religious people around me was like, oh, wow! I said, I told you it was coming. And, you know, they was like, well, you know, who are you? You're not a prophet? No, I'm not a prophet. You're not a preacher? No, I'm not a preacher. So why should I believe you? And I said, you see what's in front of you. I told you it was coming and it's here. Do you still want to turn off what I'm saying? And usually the answer is yes, because you ain't anybody. You ain't nobody. I don't have to listen to you. You don't hold a degree as a preacher or something. You're not the prototype of some prophet, so why should I listen to you? Who cares? You're not some deep metaphysical teacher that has the secrets of the universe. So, why should I listen to you? Who cares? You're just an average Joe that keeps talking about some book that you call the Book of Life. I don't believe in that stuff. This is usually what I hear. I remember when I used to read the Bible. And it kept talking about the devil was going to become an angel of light. And I kept saying, what in the world does that mean? How in the world is that going to happen? And not knowing that it already happened. That's how it's going to happen, because it already happened. And the people cannot even conceive that what they accepted as truth is really a lie. That's how it's happening. I know I woke up this morning, my wife was, you know, she had the TV on, and some televangelist was on. I don't know his name, and it really doesn't matter. I just know that he was talking about drifting away. You know, people that drift away from the Word of God, as they call it. Again, I say that what they call the Word of God is the word of men from the past. Call these men your God, then I guess to you it is the Word of God. Now, when I begin to read the Book of Life, and I begin to get an overstanding and an understanding of who Amen is, who the Creator is. Creator has no body, but many bodies, because it Creator dwells with us. Well, with some of us, not all of us. With some of us, the Creator dwells. So the Creator doesn't need a body because the Creator has many bodies. And if the Creator did have a body, men and women will just choose to go try to kill him so they can say they are the Creator because they slayed the Creator. You have people that are just that twisted, psychologically twisted, that, you know, if salvation came and stared them in the face, they'd kill it. Isn't that what the story of Jesus is about? He came to give salvation to the Israelites, and the Israelites turned around and crucified him. And now some people go, oh, you can't talk about the Christ, you can't talk about the Israelites like that. I call them the Christ killers, because that's what Israel is, according to their book. Israel became the Christ killers. But you know, you have a Hebrew Israelites